let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. The Clouds Are Big with Mercy is a memoir of one young woman's life with OCD, depression, and Asperger's syndrome that includes both narrative and informal writing. Readers will walk with Alicia Adams through the darkest times in her young life and are given explanations of what is happening to her. Alicia was a teenager when she developed symptoms of OCD and went through her first major clinical depression. Later, she would be diagnosed with Asperger's syndrome. Growing up with these conditions was challenging, but she is now a happy, healthy adult. She's written this book to help and encourage others with similar struggles. Alicia Adams tells her powerful and inspirational story in The Clouds Are Big with Mercy, and she's our guest on This Week in America. Alicia, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
It's great to be here.
It is such an important book that you've written, telling your story, sharing your story, and helping so many others who may be going through similar situations. The title of the book, The Clouds Are Big with Mercy. Talk about the meaning of that title.
The title of the book comes from a hymn by William Cowper, who also struggled with depression and mental illness in a time when very little was known about either one. His hymn reads, "The clouds you so much dread are big with mercy and will break with blessings on your head." That means that even in the darkest and most confusing times, when everything is cloudy and dark, there's still the light of God shining through those clouds. And maybe we can't see it just at the moment, but the clouds will shift and we will see that God's hand was there all along, that he is merciful and is still working providentially in our lives.
Well, you're a beautiful example of that. And The Clouds Are Big with Mercy is not only the title of the book, it's easy to remember Alicia's website to get information, order the book there as well, thecloudsarebigwithmercy.com. Book, of course, available at Amazon, other places, and we will go through all of that as we go through the program today. Book published, a book available with Matchstick Literary as well. We'll go through all of that as we continue through the conversation. Talk about the inspiration you had to write this book. What went through your mind to share this story, which had to be painful at times to go back and go through your story, to share it to help other people? What was the inspiration for that?
It was difficult to write, but I thought it was very important to share what I had learned. And also to share information that would have been helpful to me and those around me during that crisis period. I grew up in the 90s, and there wasn't as much information about OCD as there is now, and there was even less about Asperger's because it was a brand new diagnosis.
Exactly.
So I'm trying to give people the educational background they need to help others like me.
Well, you
and
know,
I think this is a very important thing because ignorance can do so much harm.
Yes. And you've been through this. You know what it's like. You know what it's like for family members to go through this. You know what it's like as you're dealing with church officials, as you're dealing with the medical community. So you present all sides of this in the book, The Clouds Are Big with Mercy, book written by Alicia Adams. That's a pen name. Why did you decide to write this with a pen name?
I wanted to protect my privacy and that of my family. The events I write about are sensitive information. It's not something I want everybody to know about me. And it's certainly not something my family would appreciate being known for.
Yes. And that's why if you're looking at the video portion of this, we have the book cover, The Clouds Are Big With Mercy, Alicia Adams, the author, and the website information, thecloudsarebigwithmercy.com. Obviously, that's why you chose not to use a picture or to do a Skype or Zoom call.
Yes, that's the reason.
Well, it's so important.
I need to stay anonymous.
Well, yes, and you can help people. They don't need to know you personally. They just need to know that you exist, what you went through, and how you're willing to extend a hand to others and help them through this, the person that's going through it, and family members as well. As you look back now, how have you changed since the events you've talked about in the book? How has Alicia grown and changed?
She's grown quite a bit. I was 14 when the events of this book began. I was still a kid, and I've grown up, and I've become more outgoing and sociable when I need to be. I'm still an introvert. Most people with Asperger's are. But I can't live in my head the way I used to do. I found out that's not even very healthy. I've become a more practical person, and I think a more accepting person. But I still have strong ideals, and I know what matters to me. So in some ways, I am the same.
I was going to say, so in some circumstances, you are the same Alicia who has gone through all of this. If you just joined us, the book is The Clouds Are Big With Mercy. Alicia Adams is our guest on the program, talking about her life experiences. What do you hope the takeaway is when someone reads The Clouds Are Big With Mercy? What do you hope they get out of reading the book, your story?
First, I hope they understand that OCD and other mental illnesses are very real, and they require real medical treatment. The intervention for OCD is not something you can just guess at. And people try to imply common sense to a nonsensical situation. They don't understand what the brain is doing. I hope that people will develop both greater awareness and greater humility in how they handle people with mental illnesses. I hope also that that the mercy and the providential care of the Lord is evident in my story.
How important.
And that,
how important.
That wasn't what my original thought in writing it, but it came through more and more as I wrote.
Well, in fact, that's interesting. How important was that? It obviously went through a transformative process as you were going through discovery and healing and all of that. But how important was that faith, that foundation to get you through all of this?
It was everything. I can't even imagine my life without it.
You talk about it so openly. The book is The Clouds Are Big With Mercy. Alicia Adams, our guest on the program. Her website is thecloudsarebigwithmercy.com. Very simple to remember. Same as the title. You'll find the book at Amazon, all of the usual places. And we'll have all that information, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You talk about the time frame here being the 1990s. Do you think people are more aware of mental illnesses now than they were in the 1990s, and maybe treat it differently?
I think there's a lot more awareness, especially since the pandemic. There's a lot more talk about mental health.
Yes.
But sometimes that awareness isn't based on actual facts. People still harbor stereotypes about certain mental illnesses, and sometimes television feeds into that. People think they know about OCD because they've seen Mr. Monk on TV, but that's not, it's not a real case. So I think people still have a lot to learn, and it can be dangerous to presume that they know everything.
That's why the book is so helpful and going to be enlightening for so many people. It's been recommended this should be in classrooms and homes around the country. Is that a comment you're receiving as well? This book needs to be read and implemented.
I think so. I think it could be beneficial to churches and to families. Schools are generally more informed than they used to be, but that doesn't always trickle down to the individual.
Well, hopefully people will read it and pass it along to others and recommend to schools, libraries, that type of thing. The book is The Clouds Are Big with Mercy. Alicia Adams, the author and our guest on the program. Talk about going back and remembering all, and you're very honest about what you went through, all of the depressive situations. Talk about that, and then how do you remember with such clarity? They must have really made a mark on you because you remember these very, very clearly. How do you do that?
Well, I've always had a very strong memory for verbal details. And particularly so during the time period in my book. I was young and very impressionable. And with OCD, the amygdala, the emotional memory center in the brain, is on overdrive. It is just marking things with tag threat and making sure you are on your toes to protect yourself, even when you don't need to be. So a lot of the things that happened that I heard then are pretty well etched in that part of the brain. And whenever I have a relapse into OCD, which thankfully has happened lately, I get all those memories back. But to write the book, I couldn't just wait for a relapse and then write down what I was reliving.
Yes.
Well, I wouldn't have had the energy to do that. So I just let myself think about a little part of it at a time. And then one memory would lead to the other, and it was almost like a flashback. And I could only do this about once a month, so the book was very slow. It was only worked on about once a month at the most.
I was going to say this had to be.
It took me over 3 years, but
wow.
It was a very necessary cathartic process.
Well, I was going to ask about that. It had to be a draining process, but obviously, I guess part of the recovery and it has to make you feel so proud that you're taking this message and getting into the hands of other people and helping them. When someone says, "I read your book and it turned my life around," that has to be extremely rewarding.
Yes, that is just the reward I want.
The book, The Clouds Are Big with Mercy, Alicia Adams, our guest on the program. A few minutes left here. As you're writing the book, you're going through the process. Did you receive some advice along the way in terms of writing and how to go about recollection and putting all of that into words? Any advice that jumps out that was very formative as you were writing?
There were several people who read my work and gave me good advice, but the best advice at all came from a friend who told me basically to give the reader some credit for having brains. I was so anxious to make everything very, very clear to avoid any possibility of misunderstanding. I would say the same thing three different ways and then repeat myself for good measure. My friend told me I didn't have to beat my readers over the head with a point in order to make it, that it was clear if I just told the story. And that made a huge difference in my writing style, and probably shortened the book by about 75%.
You know, it's interesting. That's good advice for all of us. You got good advice from your friend. We have a tendency to over-explain, and about the third or the fourth time you're explaining, you see that look on somebody's face like, I was listening the first time you said that. I fully understand what you're talking about. So that was really good advice that you got there. Couple minutes left in the program. How did you make the determination when you're looking back on your life, those incidents that you were going to include, those you were not going to, because you could have written thousands of pages probably with everything that you went through. How did you filter that? How did you decide this is important? This really doesn't enhance the story any.
I began with my topic of OCD. Asperger's kind of crept in naturally because, yeah, I was diagnosed with that too in the process of being treated for OCD. So I started with that story, the story of OCD, and I only included what I thought was relevant to that. This book is not a complete autobiography, even of my first 22 years. It wasn't meant to be. It's a memoir written for a specific purpose and on a particular topic.
You know, it's interesting. The book, by the way, if you're just joining us, The Clouds Are Big with Mercy, Alicia Adams is the author. Book available at Amazon, the usual places. TheCloudsAreBigWithMercy.com is her website. Let's talk about where you are and briefly how you got here. The courage it took for you to go back, to go attend college, for example, today where you're controlling your own destiny. How difficult a journey has that been for you?
It's hard to quantify.
Oh, yes.
College was scary at first. I went against medical advice. The psychologist that I saw shortly before starting college did not think I was stable enough to go to a school far away from home. And maybe she was partly right. But I stuck it out.
Yes.
And when that college didn't work out for me, I transferred to another, which was better. I think the main thing I've learned in navigating through my life is not to be afraid of course corrections. If one thing doesn't work out, there's another possibility. There's another way to do things.
Yes. It's just such a remarkable story, so well told by our guest on the program, Alicia Adams. The book is called The Clouds Are Big with Mercy. You'll find the book at all the usual places, of course, Amazon.com, and on Alicia's website, TheCloudsAreBigWithMercy.com. Alicia, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you for spending some time with us and sharing your story. It's a very important discussion with information that's going to help a number of people. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you.
It's been our pleasure. Alicia Adams, The Clouds Are Big with Mercy. Her website, thecloudsarebigwithmercy.com. You're listening to This Week in America, website thisweekinamerica.us. More information there on Alicia and her book. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.